Ja.
Ja, dit is Micha. In preparation for the case Monday, I can now report that new alarming and potentially extremely devastating information about my solicitors from Madden and Finucane, and by extension, also about my barrister, Sean Devine. That information has come to me. This is emotionally difficult and even traumatizing for me to set out after everything I had to endure as a journalist on behalf of the Dutch government. But this information could give an explanation for the destructive way my legal team has handled my case. I think you have heard about the Kinneren organized crime group, a mafia gang only comparable in world history with those of the apex of the mafia in the USA under Al Capone and Lucky Luciano. I can disclose that the Kinneren organized crime group was basically created and bred in the Netherlands under the supervision of the Dutch government. That happened in a period of time starting around 1990, when the Dutch government itself became the biggest importer of drugs in world history, comparable with the slave trade in the 17th and 18th century, which forms the basis of our enormous financial resources till this day. In 1997, this situation exploded and everything came to the surface. Politicians, prosecutors, police, the judiciary, the army, the navy, all were part of this government-run mafia group. The scandal was called IRT, which stands for Interregionaal Recherche Team, special units from the police that were tasked with importing and processing the transports, mainly cocaine from Colombia. A special, extremely high-profile commission was created with full legal powers to get to the bottom of this. But when it appeared that the royal family was also involved through their personal lawyer, this commission was literally decapitated when its president was murdered in 1997. In the meantime, the Kinneren organized crime group grew stronger and stronger and organized most of its criminal activities from Amsterdam under protection of the Dutch state. All this is described in books like Clash of the Clans of Nicola Tallant and Fat Freddy from Stephen Breen. After the murder of the commission's frontman, the attempts to hold the state accountable basically came to an end, and nobody went to jail. The same power structure is still pulling the strings till this day, and this is where my case comes into play. One of the main above-world activities of the Kinneren crime group for laundering their criminal money is boxing. You must be aware of this, and this is addressed to the judges from Monday, because the Mafia Irish cartel control, because the Mafia Irish Mafia control over world boxing made headlines all over the world just a month ago. Now, the book of the Sunday World journalist Nicola Tallant that I mentioned in this book, there is mentioned on page 215 a law firm in Northern Ireland that acted on behalf of the Kinneren organized crime group and their boxing outfits. So this law firm is partly responsible for hundreds of murders and incountable deaths all over the world by drugs. My prison here have told me that this law firm is Madden and Finucane. That is the law firm that is representing me in the case against the Dutch state. I asked Nicola Tallant, but she didn't answer. Then I asked Michael Murphy from Madden and Finucane directly if they were the firm that is meant in the book, but they also gave no answer to this question. If this law firm in Northern Ireland indeed is Madden and Finucane, then we have a horrible situation on our hands. Not only because of the despicable choice of this firm and the way they enrich themselves over the dead bodies of victims, but also because of the conflict of interest in my case, where they acted or still act for a mafia organization that partly created, that was partly created by the same Dutch government that now wants to have me extradited. To make things even worse, if that is possible, my conflict with the Dutch government centers on the same organizations like the judiciary, the public prosecutor's office, politicians that were also part of the Kinnunen organized crime group. In many instances, it's still the same people, even. So I would ask your worship, that is directed to the judge, to order an investigation into which firm is meant in the book of talent. In the meantime, I should be released. If indeed Madden and Finucane is referred to, it would offer an explanation for the destructive way this firm handled my case and even conspired, together with my barrister, I think, to get me in prison. I can give further information on that if your worship, the judge, would decide like that. It also, if this would be the case, that there's possible involvement of the courts here that refused to let me replace Madden and Finucane by Phoenix Law. This happened on the 4th of March. An illegitimate and inexplicable ruling that, in my opinion, cannot otherwise be explained. So this is all extremely serious, but I have to report it, even if I say, as I already said, that it is for me very difficult and even traumatizing. There's much more to say about the Dutch government, like the pedophilia and child trafficking that was also part, and maybe still is, of her criminal activities in the described period. But I leave that for now. I want to thank you for listening to this, and I also would advise, as a last remark, that the anger or even the hatred that I experienced here from the judges be redirected from an innocent journalist to the criminal Dutch government that even also had the audacity to throw this whole bag of shit on the table of the Northern Irish judiciary, as if there are not enough problems in Northern Ireland already. Thank you very much. This is it.